Malachim Aleph Perek Tes Zayin. In the previous parak we learned about how the split in the kingship between Yisrael and Yehuda manifested and perpetuated itself to the next generations. In this parak we will continue to see the split in the kingship in further generations. We will also learn about how Baasha, king of Yisrael's family, got totally wiped out like the family of Yerovam ben Nevat. And Pasuk Aleph. V'hi dvar Hashem el Yehu ben Hanani, al Baasha lemor. Hashem came and delivered a word to Yehu ben Hanani on Baasha, saying, I, Hashem, have placed you, Baasha, as king over Yisrael. However, you continue to follow in the evil ways of Yerovam ben Nevat. Therefore, your family will be wiped out, cursed, in the same manner as Yerovam's family. Lions and birds will eat the corpses of your family. Baasha died and was buried in Tirzah. Baasha's son Elah ruled over Yisrael next. Note, Baasha was the one who killed Yerovam's family in the previous parak. Baasha had the same curse delivered to his own family. Again, we see Baasha was supposed to help the kingdom of Yisrael, but did not. Pasuk Ches, through Yadalid, Elah, son of Baasha, ruled for about 2 years over Yisrael. Elah's commander Zimri killed Elah after Elah was in a drunken stupor. Zimri then ruled next. Zimri wiped out the entire house of Baasha, including Elah, in accordance to the Navi Yehu ben Hanani. Zimri ruled over Yisrael for 7 days in Tirzah. Note, Tirzah was the capital for the 10 tribes. Amri, who was the general of Yisrael, heard that Zimri usurped the throne. Amri ruled the army together and took the throne from Zimri. Prior to Amri defeating Zimri, Zimri burned down the palace and took his own life. Zimri did not follow in the ways of Hashem. And Pasuk Chav Aleph, Az Yechalek Am Yisrael Lechetzi, Chatzi Am Haya Acher Tivnei, Ben Ginas Lahamlicho, Vechati Acher Amri. Then after the death of Zimri, half of Yisrael split again. Half the nation went to Tivni Ben Ginas, and the other half followed Amri. Pasuk of Beis through Lama Gimel, Amri defeated Tivni and became the full king. The Matsudas explains, the army had supported Amri, the regular people had supported Tivni. Amri ruled over Yisrael for 12 years in all. 6 of those years were just over part of Yisrael. Amri purchased the Shomron Mountain. Amri was more evil than the other kings. Amri continued to perpetuate evil. The Mephorshim explain, Amri actually instituted a new Avodah Zorah idol into Yisrael. Amri died. Amri's son Achav became the next king over Yisrael. Achav ruled over Yisrael for 23 years in Shomron. Achav married the princess of Sidon named Izebel. Achav built more idols and worshipped idols himself. Achav upset Hashem more than all the other previous kings of Yisrael combined. The Das Sofer points out, Achav went so far to make Nevi'e Baal, false prophets, to purposely trick and lead Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah. And Pasuk Lama Gimel and Lama Dalit, which is the end of the parak, a man named Chiel tried to rebuild the city of Yericho. He built the foundations with the death of his firstborn and put the doors on with the death of his youngest son. This was in accordance to the curse Yehoshua had put on anyone who tried to build Yericho. Note, Yericho was the walled city from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. After Yisrael had walked around the city, the walls miraculously fell. Yehoshua had put a curse through the word of Hashem on whoever tries to rebuild the city. It was now 500 years later when the curse was fulfilled by Achiel. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.